Lecture topic, what is true kindness and generosity?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One Manfuz was a Tani Rahmatullahi. One person asked him a question. If a person passes away on the day of Jummah, Fajr time, when should the burial take place? So he told them that the people have misunderstood this thing. They wait for the day of Jummah Salah. They delay it to perform the janazah after Jummah Salah. There's no significance in that at all. The significance is the day of Jummah, to pass away on the day of Jummah. A person passes on the day of Jummah, then you do not wait. And the reason for that is because they want the big crowd. But that's not the reason. It's not good at all. Wa'id they want that. Sakht wa'id. They do not delay. So what happens? Because once a person passes away, because we know it's a famous hadith that a person passes on the day of Jummah, there will be no reckoning for him in the qabr. Day of Qiyamah, whatever it is Allah decides. So it's a very great thing, achievement. Very great. But do not wait for delaying the janazah namaz. We now, many of us delay our janazah namaz at other days too. What are you waiting for? If that man is a good person, he's telling inside, please take me to my original place. I don't want you to keep me out. So we must keep this in mind, because Hazrat Thani Rahman says this, but because of ignorance, they begin to delay the janazah namaz with the intention that let's make it after Jummah. It made no difference at all. The day of Jummah, the person passes away, the quicker you make janazah, the better it is. This morning a person asked me a question. How to bring about kindness in us? How to bring about generosity in us? Because that is what we're lacking. If you look at it, we're lacking the most important thing is how to be kind to everyone. And to be generous to everyone, to be polite with everyone. Now, if you look at it very seriously, Nabi Karim Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the people go out in jihad, and when they come back, he always tell them that from jihad Asghar to jihad Akbar. Just imagine they went outside to fight. What a big jihad that is. But he told them this much, that was jihad Asghar, a small jihad. Now when you come back, the big jihad it is. What you understood? The understanding is this much, that everything happens at home with the close people. That's where you can be tested. You'll find we are very good with the outsiders. We give them the best of everything. It's all farce. You're just keeping yourself happy. If they do something wrong to you too, you overlook it. They speak to you in a bad manner, you overlook that. Everything you overlook. For example, going out in Jamaat or going to the Khanqah. Whatever difficulties he faces there, you not even worry about it. Happily you smile. If the food come on time, very good. Do not come on time, very good. The place you're sleeping, if it's not clean too, very good. Everything you accept everything. All those conditions. 1 year you go out, 1 year you do Khanqa, and you went through all the hardships. The food you don't get on time too. The food is cold too. And any kind of food too. But you'll never see him not smiling. That is a false smile. False. When you come back home, And when you're at home with a family, and when they do the same thing, how would you respond? How will you respond? Look at it from what I'm saying. We all are failures. One person stayed in the khan, in the itikaf. He was so punctual in everything, accepted all the conditions. The day he went home, there was a boom bang crash at home. Everything forgotten in one day. So what do we learn from this, what I'm saying? We learn this one thing. You bring generosity, kindness, politeness at home. That's why Rabbi Karim Salam said, there's no one more better than me in every way. Alhamdulillah, Rasulullah is a perfectionist in every way, in the highest of the highest. Highest of the highest, the best of the best. Excellent. He said, there was no one more better than me with my families. I was most kind to them. I was most good to them. So we are now lacking this, what I'm saying. We're lacking this. Don't let people praise you. Those praises got something behind it. Let those people praise you who are with you all the time. And you'll find that you notice that we are all are failures in that. That if you have to go home and you see the condition that I want to be kind, did you make up your mind to be kind? Everything you have to make up your mind. You have to make up your mind. You notice this, but that you tell the wife, I'm very tired. She wants to go somewhere, I'm very tired. But the next moment your friend phones you, you're gone. Where the tiredness gone came from? Or if the wife will tell you, I've got something to talk to you about it. She said, no, I'm very tired, just leave me, I'm resting now. The next moment the friend phones up, where the tiredness goes away? Where the illness goes away? Be more realistic about it. We don't give them time, you know. Because I know when I get calls coming, they are so busy with the cell phones that they got no time to even give time to the family too. So if you want to be generous and kind, be more generous to your family. Be kind to the family. Be more polite to the family. That's where, because that is where the reward is. That way, reward is. Not to give outside. Outside you can do whatever you want. That man will praise you, but this man, Allah will praise you. Because why? You are now been doing it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala, which is most difficult. Most difficult, you must know, at home is most difficult to be very calm. Most difficult to be polite. Most difficult to be kind. That's where the problem with your children also. You get your children of all kinds. You get one fellow, he's a mastan. Now you have to know how to deal with him too. Then you get all kinds of things happening in the home. How do you tolerate those things? For example, I'm giving you. Your child broke something. He didn't break it deliberately. He broke it. You'll break him. But your friend's child will come and break the same thing. What happens? You'll smile at him. How can you do that? That's not fair. That's not fair. In other words, you're not true. You can overlook. You could have overlooked your own child. But you did not overlook for that. But when a person from outside did something wrong, very quickly you overlooked it. So we come to know we're all guilty of it. Bring that condition in us. The condition of one condition, not two conditions. One condition. That's why Fuzail Awliyas Rahmatullah Alayhi, very great Buzruk, Fuzail Awliyas. He says if you want to know a person who's got politeness in him, his kindness in him, he's generous in him, in few ways you can make out. Number one, he's most obedient to his parents. Because today, who's obedient to parent today? Go and ask the parents how they are. You don't even look up your mother too. You don't look up your father too, who took the pain to bring you in this world. Took so much of difficulty and hardship underwent. Today you're a millionaire. You forgot all the dua that you make for you. All that you have forgotten, how you treat them. I know of men, the mothers are phoning me up. And they're telling me straight, my son not talking to me. For years they're not talking. And they cry and they tell me, you think Allah is not listening? You find so many others, you know, who have been using their hands on the mothers and fathers. Just imagine. And yet they did namaz, everything. So the same people, they've come to realize, they don't realize the importance of it. So he said very nicely, if you want to know a person who's polite and generous and kind, see how is he obedient to his mother and father. That he bowed down, you know, because they say, you know, your mother, if you look at her with muhabbat, would like that you're kissing Haji Aswad. You know what a great thing that is, just to kiss the Haji Aswad. Like a father also, you've been kind. And that's like holding the Kaaba to Allah. So that is one, like, your own thing, I'm saying. With your wife, too, the same thing. Then you get this problem that the mother and daughter-in-law, how to save the situation, is very important. How to save the situation, to keep both, the fulfill both the people's rights. You got your mother's rights to fulfill, you got the wife's right to fulfill too. So you must know how to balance it. Do not become so close to the mother that you forgot the wife too. And do not become so close to the wife that you forget the mother too. You see. Because it's a very, very delicate issue. You must know how to save it. So I always tell my friends, when one friend of mine came and tells me, you know, want to help me, I got a problem. I said, what's your problem? My mother is one side, my wife is one side. I don't know what to do. I said, easy. Do me one favor. When your wife tells you something about your mother, you must say, I'm going to take her to task. I'm going to give it to her, not with hand, with words. I'm going to make sure I'm going to tell her, and I'm going now to tell her. She said, no, don't go now. Don't go now, don't go. No, say, I'm going now. You have to make that act. I'm going to. The ladies will be listening at home too. No, I'm going now. Now and now I'm going. You must show you are very strong to go, but not to go. You see, automatically she said, please don't go, please don't. At long as you took her part. She wants you to take her part. Like the mother also. The mother will talk about the wife. Every day she may talk with. That's why today in these days is not nice, not good. To stay together. Leave now our time. Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Ali, in his time was the same thing too. He told his friend, don't stay together, stay separate. And he was having problems at home to ask Hazrat, what must I do? Hazrat said, do it, but don't take money. Don't take money. So, okay. But now when he's coming out, there's a big fight. You can't leave the house. So he was forced to take Hazrat's name. So he took Hazrat's name, they all kept quiet. And the moment they separated, then they became like this. I got a message today from a lady sending me, I don't know who she is. She's got a mother-in-law 80 years old, they're not talking for years, staying in one house, not making salam anything. Now tell me what's the meaning of that. Tell me what's happening. For 80 years old lady, she's worried now that the mother is not talking to me for years, staying in that one house. What kind of zindagi that is? If that's not Jahannam, what it is? She don't know what to do. And the sad part of it, the husband is not right too. He's supposed to make some arrangement to keep them separate so that everything will be good, but he not do it. So by we doing this kind of things, you keep them all in place. But do not show disrespect to your mother, nor do not show disrespect to your wife. Be fair with everyone. And this is the only way you can do it. The ups and downs will always take place. In all everyone's house, no one can say no up and down. But you must know how to save that. And the easiest way to save that kind of problems is be very silent. Do not get over. To be silent. To give a hearing to everyone, but be very silent. That's what we're talking about, to be on guard, to be on one condition, not to flare up. To flare up, then there'll be problems. So once you're in one condition, no matter what happens, they can They can talk whatever they want, but you must have so much control of yourself that you keep kind. Then you find daughter-in-laws and the mother-in-law too. You don't know how to save the situation by how you talk anyhow to daughter-in-law. The daughter-in-law get a shock. My mother didn't speak to me like this. My father never speak to me like this. Today, my father never speak to me like this. So what do you have your bringing about? What kind of habit? So we must know how to balance. And the easiest way is to keep them separate. Keep them separate. No matter how big mansion you have, keep them separate. If you keep separate, there is peace for everyone. Otherwise, there is no peace at all. And if Allah gave you, why should not do that? There's more muhabbat in that. So he said very nicely, he said that first thing, be obedient to your parents. Second, he said this much, do not break family ties. Family ties. Family ties is very, very rife now at the moment. Everywhere there's family ties broken. You know, you go to the weddings, you go to functions. Everyone is smiling, but the heart is crying. Everyone is smiling. You think they are so close, you'll be shocked. The way they talk to everyone, but the moment the function is finished, they go on to. They won't talk to them again. We don't want that. You have to be with your heart. Your heart must be open. You must be good to. Family ties is so important that sometimes you find my business going down is because of no family ties. Sometimes you begin to think, why there's no rain coming? Because of family ties. Everything because of family ties. Because family ties is very, very important to be good to everyone. Sheikh Zakaria Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, his family broke ties with him. Every day he'll go and sit down there. He'll sit down there. They'll tell him, the people tell him, why you still come here if they don't want to talk to you? He says, they can't talk to me, but Allah is looking at me. I'm answerable to Allah Ta'ala. So after some time, we noticed this, but they became so close. So more important, he says, the family ties. In family ties, you'll find if you do everything good, then automatically your tongue will be saved also. You won't talk wrong things too. The third thing he says, that you must be very good with your family, your wife, your children, and those who are under you, working under you. Those who are working under you, you must be very, very good to them. Now, just imagine, he said all this, these are people all the time you're meeting all the time. You're meeting these people all the time. You are faced with a test of this kind that your tongue must be saved all the time. These are the people 24-7 you're meeting them, your wife, your workers, everyone. If you cannot be balanced and be really good to them, then being good to others make no difference at all. The people outside can praise you. But him praising you means nothing. The person who is with you 24-7, he praises you. Like one lady told me, Mona, you're praising my husband, but I don't praise him at all. Because he's doing this to me, doing that to me. So what I'm trying to say is, we are not balanced in our life. We don't know what the meaning of generosity. If the man outside will ask you some money, you give it. Your wife asks you for money, you won't give her to. You're not generous that. They say, you know, when you spend on your family is more than everything else. Any amount of money you spend on your family is more than anything else. But you won't give your family, but you give an outsider. What's the benefit that is? So we are not balanced. That's what I'm trying to say. We have to bring that condition to us. And until unless we don't bring that condition us, we'll find there will be no peace in our life. It's very easy to sit down like, you know, sit everything, everyone sitting here, mashallah, very, very looking all bright. But only Allah knows what people are going through and what they're going through. So this, just all these things came in mind today. With the case came to me just before Maghrib. So I thought, let me share it with you all. That what is happening in our society? That all the good business you got by you and everything that you got by you, you're not happy. No happiness at all. No peace of mind. So when the person asked me this question, how to be kind? Kindness can come into you when you yourself bring about that control of yourself. If you don't control yourself, nothing can happen. I always tell my person, he was very, very, you know, when he goes home, he's always fighting with his wife. So he's telling me I'm fighting with my wife every day. I said, because you're not prepared before you go home, you prepare yourself. But when you go home, think to yourself, whenever I go home, she bombards me. I say, very good. Now you must know how to save yourself. I say, what's the meaning? I said, because you know why? Because you are wasting time outside, that she be charging on the four walls, look at the four walls all the time. She did not do anything wrong. She did not see any man outside. She not smiling to anyone. She not talking to anyone. And what you are doing outside, the effect of what you are doing outside is affecting her. The effect of your children is because of what you're doing. Why don't you think like that? Why when I go home, this is my condition, my wife. I must have done something wrong outside. Why don't you put yourself right? If you put yourself right, then you go home, there's a difference at home. But I didn't tell you. I told him this much that, you know what, when you go home, prepare yourself, she's going to take you to task. When you put your mind, she's going to take you to task. Now, when you prepare for something, you know what how to handle it. So when he prepares, every day he prepares himself. The fortunate thing, every time he prepares, is very good to him. So what do we learn from that? Because he prepared for himself, he's really conscious about what he's going to do. And if she does anything to say to him that he's so master now, he gives her silent, don't speak one word. From that day, she said, what happened to you now? No more talking. So my most important thing to teach us how to become more good at home, how we change our lives. We are staying at home. We're doing all the ibadat and all, Quran, zikr, everything. But that condition of ours to change, to become a better person. Do not be very good to become good with everyone else, but become good with family who's close to you. That woman who sacrificed, Hazraji would always tell us this, that woman who sacrificed her whole life for this one man. One man, she sacrificed everything. Not to become a punching bag. But she must become more closer. She must say, you know, she must not say, I regret how I got married in this house. She must say, I'm happy. She don't even go to her mother's house too. Very few ladies. Today, one other case came to me too. I can talk of cases. She came telling me that when I go to my mother's house, you can't see it. And she's telling me, no, where is she? Because he doesn't come to my mother's house. Because they don't know how to live. So this is a very important thing. You must know how to see the situation. And sad part of it, you must know, we just nikahs are just breaking Allah, your father from man. And the last point before I end, my husband said this thing. Whenever a person gets to choose a partner, for China or for any partner, don't go and ask the question, what's your hobbies? Hobbies won't help. Ask them that what kind of life you want. I'm a person of this kind. I don't want hobbies here. Tell me what kind of person. I'm a person of this kind. I don't like to cook. I don't like to do this. I don't like to do that. So in other words, must get a cook for me. Rather be straightforward. Don't come there and say, you know what, I need a helper now. Tell straight, I need helper in the house. My husband said this. So I'm telling you what my husband's saying. The reason for marriage is breaking because they're not talking about what they want. There's no such thing as you meet the girl to talk about what you want. Like what you like to eat. That what she wants, this is what I want. Now if she says everything, he can decide. No, she can say, look, I'm not a person that likes to clean the house. She said, I don't like to clean the house. So it makes you get a helper for that. So everything of that, my husband was saying, then you know you're organized. Then you know you have no problems. The problem is because we ask the wrong questions, you see. When you like fishing or hunting. Is that the thing to talk? If you keep her like gold, like a queen at home, she won't want to go hunting too. She don't go fishing too. But you must not go the wrong fishing too. That's why I'm saying you, it's very important to ask the right questions. If you ask the right questions, by staying by Buzruk, this kind of thing is what we learn. What to do, how to ask things. So today's majlis is how to bring about one condition, being kindness, generous, polite to the family and those who are close to our families. Not only everyone that's close. In there you'll find that barakat in it, that izzat and afiyat. اللہ تعالیٰ عمل کریں توفیق نصیب فرمائے. اللہم صلی اللہ سیدنا مولا محمد وعلى آلہ سیدنا مولانا محمد واصحاب آلہ وسلم. اللہم انا علی ذکرک وشکرک وحسن عبادتک. اللہم احسن عاقبتنا فی الامور کلها واجرنا من خزی الدنیا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة. اللهم انا نسألك الصحة والعفية والأمان وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. فاطر السماوات والأرض أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة. توفني مسلما والحقني بالصالحين. اللهم انا نسألك رضاك والجنة ونعوذ بك من سخطك والنار. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم ثبتنا للإيمان وأمتنا للإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة والإيمان بحرمة القرآن وحرمة النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصلى الله تعالى على كل سيدنا محمد برحمتك.